Let's do a little recap from last week. Hallelujah. And what we were saying last week, God is so faithful. Let me tell you something. The title of my message last week was God Says Yes. And this is, again, this is part two. And there is a yes in God's promises. And church, you have to believe that God's promises are yes and amen all the time. Amen. And we were saying last week that in the light, you're going to grow. In the light of Jesus, you're going to grow. In the light of his word, you're going to grow. And you're going to produce fruit. And you're going to be able to reach your destination that God has for you. It's a promise from God. So the word is the seed of God and is planted in our hearts. And over time, as you get in the word, as you get in the word, as you allow it to just embrace, as you embrace the word, and as you allow it to grow and grow and grow in you, is going to produce fruit, and it's going to produce good fruit, because everything God created was good. It was fruitful, and it multiplies. But you have to be, we said, you have to be in the right light. You got to be in the light of his glory, in the light of his blessings. And it is the light that is going to produce the multiplication of what you have planted. It's going to produce the fruit of what you have planted. We said apple trees can only grow apples. Amen. So whatever you seed in, like we said right now, what the seed that you place in your offering, in your tithes, is going to multiply, because that's just the Lord. That's just the principles of God. That's just his word. Whatever you give is going to multiply. He's going to open up the floodgates. Well, it's the same thing with the seed of the word. Whatever word you speak over, whatever word you speak over any situation, it's going to produce something good out of it. It's going to produce fruit out of it. Amen. And God is a God of increase. There's no limitations in God. God is a God of no limitations. He is limitless. Amen. And he can do exceedingly and abundantly all that you can ever imagine, because he is God and he is for you. Just like the song, you know, the blessing song, such a great song. The God is for you, never against you. He is for you, for you, for you. Amen. But we have to choose. Church, we have to choose. And it is your choice how much light you will receive. You choose how much light enters into your system, into your spirit. Amen. You choose how much light you're going to use to renew your mind on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you following me on this? Right? I said it last week and I'm saying it again. I say it every day. The word of God is rich. It is rich. It is a blessing. It's going to help you. It's going to guide you. It's going to produce abundance if you allow it. You know, like we said last week in Job 22:28, you shall decide and decree a thing and it will be established for you. And then the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways. But you got to have the word. You got to have the word. The word. You got to know the word. That's why it's so important for us to know the word and know that God is the God of yeses. God has blessed you so you can be a blessing to others. And he wants you to prosper. He wants you to succeed in everything that you do. Amen. And he'll do it for you. So today I want to give you three scriptures that will reveal the secret of success in your life according to the word of God. Not according to the word of man, but according to the word of God. So the first verse we're going to go into is Psalm 1:1-3. So let's turn to the book of Psalm 1:1-3. And we're going to read these three verses. And it begins here. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So secret number one is the main point that I get from these three verses is we got to meditate on the word of God. And when you meditate on the word of God, you will grow. You will grow in his word. Amen. And he begins by saying, you are blessed if you're not walking in the counsel of the ungodly. In other words, you are blessed if you're not walking with people that are conformed to the ways of the world. You are blessed if you are not conformed to the status quo of the world, to their practices, to their beliefs. You are blessed. And he's saying, do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, because they're not going to bless you. The world's ways will not bless you. It will actually hurt you. Amen. Because the world's ways are contrary to the ways of the Lord. Amen. In other words, what God is saying, don't be a people pleaser. Don't join other people's pursuit, especially those that are not walking in the ways of the Lord. Amen. Do you know that in many churches, they are Christians, but they're not believers. They're not disciples of Christ. They're not following the Lord's ways. They're still doing ways of the world. They, in other words, they have one foot in and one foot out. No, the Lord is saying, no, you got to remain. You either have to be hot or cold. That's what the word says. Because if you're in between, he's going to spew you out. Amen. So you got to remain in the word. You got to renew your mind daily. This is why it's so important for us to get in the word daily. Like I said last week, even if you don't have a chance to read a chapter, take just one little verse. Could be two or three words, one little verse, and just meditate on it, ponder on it, reflect on it. Amen. But what this does when you're in the word, it begins to renew your mind, and you begin to align your mind to the ways of the Spirit, to the ways of the Lord. Hallelujah. So he's saying right now, don't be in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't pursue people who are not walking the ways of the Lord. Amen. Don't participate in complaining, because these things are not light. These things do not edify. These things do not lift your spirit up. Amen. But the Lord is saying, on the contrary, delight yourself in me. Walk in the promises of God, the Lord is saying. Meditate on my word day and night. Think on my word, the Lord is saying. Think on my word. My word is food. My word is refreshing. My word is freedom. That's what the Lord is saying. My word will stir you in the right direction. God is saying, delight in me. Plant yourself in me and you will grow. You're going to grow how? You're going to grow in the things of the Lord. You're going to grow in his word. You're going to know him like you've never known the Lord before. You're going to begin to recognize his voice. You're going to begin to discern the things of God. Amen. But you got to be in the word. Amen. You're going to begin to really hear his, I call them his God ideas. They're God ideas. They're not your ideas, but they're God ideas. And God ideas are better than your ideas. Amen. You're going to begin to hear the word, the Lord speak to you. When you ask and inquire anything on the Lord, you're going to hear his answer. He may not give it to you right away, but you will receive his answer because he says in his word, ask and you will receive. Amen. So you got to begin to delight yourself in his word and know that his promises are yes and amen, because God is a God of yeses. Hallelujah. As long as your life is aligned to the word of God, to his ways, he's a God of yeses. Amen. And the secret in life, church, hear me out. The secret in life is not to compete, but to grow. To grow in his ways, to grow in the word of God, to grow, to mature yourself in such a way that when somebody comes with a word and your spirit says, that's not true. Don't receive that because that's not true. That's not in my word. You will know because the Holy Spirit is going to nudge you and let you know that is not from me. Do not believe that. This is why it's so important for us to be in the word and know the word, because it is from the word that we pray. Remember, we got to declare the word and then decree those things that are not as you want them to be. So it's important for us to begin with the word of God. Always acknowledge the word, proclaim it, declare it, because that's how we grow. We grow in the word of God. Hallelujah. This is the only way to live. The only way to live, church, is to be in the word daily, because he's the one that can help us. He's the one that can assist us. He's the one that can give us the answers. He's the one that can reveal to us what the root of an issue may be. He's the only one that can give you the answer to your issues. And in his word, we have answers. If you're sick, the word says, by his stripes you are healed. There's an answer for your sickness. The problem is that we're not believing the word. This is why we have to be in the word. Because the more we're in the word, the more we can trust God. Amen. And many believers do not trust him enough. They may say, they may pray over their bodies. They may say they believe him. But then when they walk away, maybe after half an hour, they will start complaining about their symptoms. But the word of God, that's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to remain and meditate on the word. I am healed. I am healed. I am healed in Jesus' name. You got to ponder on it, whether you have symptoms, pains or not. Amen. You got, like I said last week, you got to command things to leave your body because you have the authority. You have what it takes. Amen. To command your body to align itself to the spirit. That's why you have to renew your mind. That's why, and the only way we can do that is by being in the word of God. Because we need to grow in the word. Amen. We need to know the sword of the spirit is one of our weapons. And it's one of the most powerful weapons that a Christian has. It is the weapon that the Lord Jesus used when he was tempted by Satan. It is written that man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. The word is powerful. And through the word, God is always showing us his ways. His ways. He's teaching us daily, church. Daily we're being taught. Daily we're growing in the word. Daily God is speaking to us. God is speaking to us every day. He speaks to us through our inner spirit. Amen. He may speak to us through TV, through your phones, through another person. God can use anything to speak to you, anything. And when we're in the word, we begin to recognize his voice. And you will know what God is saying to you. You will know. You will begin to recognize his voice. And you begin to fellowship with the Lord. You begin to commune with God. And that is his will for you. His will is for you to have an intimate relationship with him. God yearns for you to be intimate with him, in communion with him, in relationship with him. That's what the Lord wants from us. Amen. So we, as believers, we should be seeking to grow every day. Because the more you grow, the more doors will open for us. Amen. You know, some people, I've heard so many people, I've other people's experiences, and even in my own life, amen. I'm not even praying for doors to be open, but they have automatically been open for me without even me praying. Why? Because I'm in the Word, and God is a God of blessings, amen. And I'm planting seeds, and I'm watering seeds, amen. And I'm declaring the word, and I'm declaring things in my life that I want to see that they're not right now, amen. But I'm using the word of God. But all of a sudden, here we go. There's a door that opens up. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to open doors for you. But you got to use the word. You got to speak the word of God. Speak the word of God over your situation. Opportunities will come because we serve God, a God of yeses. So we have to grow with God. Amen. Grow with God. Meditate on His word. Amen. And even here it says, you know, not only should you not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, you shouldn't even sit in the seat of the scornful, meaning don't be sitting in the seat of proud people. Don't imitate proud people. Because remember, pride comes before a fall. So we cannot imitate other people. We cannot be sitting with other people. We cannot be joined together with other people that are not serving God. Amen. Because their pursuit is a worldly pursuit. We gotta remain with godly people. Remain being one mind and one accord with other people. You know, call a friend if you need. Call another. Call your pastor. Call a friend. Call anybody. But if you need prayer, but be in the council of godly people, because in the multitude of counselors, excuse me, of godly counselors, there is wisdom and there is safety. Amen. But the first thing we do when we have an issue, we go and we begin to call maybe family members that are not serving the Lord, or we start calling friends that are not serving the Lord. But really think about it. What counsel can they give you? Amen. If they're not serving God. No, you need to run. You need to call on the Lord first. Amen. And then if you need to, you know, elaborate, or you need to just speak, or just release whatever's bottling up in the inside of you. Choose somebody that believes the way you do. So choose somebody that together you'll be in one mind and one accord with the word of God. Amen. You gotta remain in the word, church. You gotta meditate on His word. It's the only way we're gonna grow and mature. Amen. And then the word says here, you know, and you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You know, a tree has really deep roots and it's planted firmly. It is very, very hard for a tree to fall just through a storm. Very difficult because the roots go deeper, deeper, deeper than the height of the tree. It goes really deep. And that's how Christians are. This is how believers are. We are deeply planted on the word of God. Amen. We all have a good foundation of the word of God. And when we have a good foundation, and when you begin and when we have a good foundation and we begin to grow, guess what? Fruits begin to harvest themselves. You begin to multiply in the fruit, because the fruit is what's being produced because of the good word that you're planting in yourselves. So the word of God says, by the fruit you will know them. Well, what kind of fruits? Well, the fruit of the Spirit is love, kindness, meekness, temperance, long suffering, patience. Amen. And that's what we want. We want the good fruit of the Spirit of God to be produced in us and to be witnessed by other people. Amen. This is why people, they, you know, because you're the light of God. Amen. God calls you. You're the light of the world too. You know, when you walk and when you're speaking and you're smiling and you're joyful, and people know that you're having some issues, they'll talk to you and they'll say, "How can you be so joyful when this is happening around you?" I said, "It's the Lord. Because the Lord doesn't change. Amen. The word doesn't change. It's the word of, I'm standing on the word. I'm standing on a firm foundation. Amen. And what if, and the Lord says, whatever you stand on, if it's my word, it will produce good fruit. And in that, you will prosper. Your tree will prosper. Your ground will prosper. Your life will prosper. You will witness the blessings of life. Amen. And I see the blessings of the Lord upon my children. Amen. I'm planting seeds. I'm planting seeds every day. Amen. I'm speaking the word over my children. I'm speaking the word of God on my granddaughter right now. And I'm speaking life over my future grandchildren right now in the name of Jesus. Because I want the same fruit that is being produced in me, I want to see the same fruits produced in them. So I'm speaking over their life right now. Right now in the name of Jesus. And I know we all pray over our children. I know we all pray over our grandchildren. Amen. And what I'm telling you is in the same measure, hallelujah, that you give, it will be measured back to you. Please keep giving, 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 giving of yourself to your families. Amen. Keep praying. Amen. Because that is just life. Amen. When you pray for your family, when you pray for your children, you're praying life into them. You're speaking life into their spirit. You're speaking life into their bodies. And their bodies have to align themselves to their spirit. Amen. You got to speak life over situation. You got to speak life. You got to speak the word of God over their life. You got to speak the word of God over yourself. You got to speak the word of God over your situation. Amen. And allow that light to shine brightly upon you. Don't allow discouragement or anything like that to change you. No. Remain in the joy of the Lord. Remain in the word. Remain at peace, knowing that God already did it for you. God already did it all. Amen. He sent his only son, begotten son, to the cross. The Lord Jesus already paid the price. Amen. We're gonna touch on that on number two. Amen. Hallelujah. So secret number one is meditate on the word of the Lord. And whatever you lay your hands to do, it will prosper. Amen. But meditate. You gotta be in the word. The word is good. The word is fresh. Let's go to the Gospel of John, chapter 16. And let's go to verse 24. The Gospel of John, 16:24. And this is the Lord Jesus speaking. Amen. And he says, until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Amen. Let me explain that a little bit. Here, hallelujah, you know, the Lord, the disciples, they were with the Lord Jesus. And they were in the Lord Jesus, so whatever they wanted, the Lord Jesus, all he had to do is ask the Father, and it was given to, and it was answered through Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And then the Lord is saying, ask and you will receive, that your joy may be, you know, whatever the word of God says, whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive, as long as you don't ask amiss. Amen. Everything you ask for has to be aligned with the word of God. You got to remember that when Jesus died, he paid the full price. We did not have to do anything for it. We didn't have to work for it. We didn't have to perform for it. In other words, it's not about our works, but it was all about what the Lord did, how he's the one that performed himself on that cross. He sacrificially gave himself up on the cross for you and I. Amen. He paid the full price for us. He accomplished everything on the cross. And today, because the Lord is today, he's living. He resurrected after the third day. He is living today. We can ask and receive from the Lord based on what he did on the cross. And what he did on the cross was huge. Amen. He paid all our debts. He gave us life, ever, 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 eternal life, everlasting. Amen. What he did on the cross, he defeated the enemy. The enemy's defeated. He's under our feet. Amen. We have righteousness, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, because he paid it at the cross. He did it all at the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. And he did it all for us. Today, we, his children, we are dependent on his grace. It is his amazing grace that today we are saved and today we are living in him. Amen. And if it wasn't about us, it was all about the Lord Jesus. Amen. So whatever the disciples needed when they were walking with Jesus, they got it. They got it. Jesus just went to the Father and they got it. Amen. Today we call upon God. Remember, when we begin to pray, it is Father God. And then whatever we want, it is in the name of Jesus. Amen. Whatever we need of God, we begin with our prayer and we call on God, the Father in prayer. Amen. And we ask anything in the name of Jesus. And we as believers, we can expect the same treatment that God gave his son Jesus. If God did it for the Lord Jesus and he answered the Jesus' prayer, he will answer our prayer through Jesus Christ. Amen. Because he did it for us. He gave us access to God and we serve a God of yeses. So whatever we ask in his name, it will be given to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is faithful, church. God is faithful. You're in need of anything? You're going through something? Just ask the Lord and he will graciously give unto you. It may not be at your timing, but it will definitely be in the Lord's timing, because the Lord knows what is best for you and at what time, what appointed time he's going to release that for you. And the reality is that it is the word of God. As we are declaring the word of God and as we decreeing those things that are not as you want them to be, it will come to pass. It will come to fruition. But you got to believe the word. You got to believe that we serve a God of yeses. God is for us. He's never against us. We got to grow in the love of God and the love for God. Amen. We have access to God every day. He lives in the inside of us. Amen. Whatever you sow, you will reap. If you sow love, amen, you're going to reap love back. Whatever seeds you're planting, you're going to reap back. Amen. Whatever you ask of the Father, believe first that you have received it and it shall be yours. Amen. Ask and remain in the joy of the Lord. Remain knowing that God is a God of answers. God is a God of yeses. His promises are yes and amen. Whatever you desire, it will be given to you. The word of God says, delight yourself in the Lord and he shall give you the desires of your heart. That's in, I believe, Proverbs 37:4. Amen. Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. The same way that the Lord God, the same way he ministered to his son Jesus while Jesus was here on earth, the same way he answered his son while he was here on earth is the same way that God is answering our prayers. But today we do it in Jesus' name because Jesus already paid the price. Jesus was the sacrifice. Jesus was the offering that the Lord God used, amen, for us to be blessed, for us to walk in his grace, for us to walk in his mercies, amen. So remain yourself. Know, and be joyful in his word, because God is true and God is a God of yeses, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ask and you will receive, church. Hallelujah. The third secret is found in Ephesians 5:8. Let's turn to the book of Ephesians. Let's go to chapter 5, verse 8. And it says, for you were once darkness, but you now but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Amen. So here the third secret to success is we need to walk as Christians, believers, we need to walk in the light of God, because we are children of light. So God is telling us right now, you know, be the light. You are the glory carriers. Amen. You have the glory. You have the light of the world. You got Jesus himself living in the inside of you. Hallelujah. So when the Lord is saying here to be the light, that means, amen, to walk in the light, that means that you can also walk in darkness, right? If you can walk in light, that means you can also walk in darkness. And you got to remember that before we were born again, we were not just children of the devil, but we were lost during that time before we received the Lord. Even when we were doing good works, amen, before we met the Lord, amen, we were serving Satan. We were living in darkness. We were living in chaos before we met the Lord, even though we were good people. But now, after we received the Lord, we have now become children of his light. And that's who we are today. We are children of light. We are the light of the world. God calls us his light. And that is our nature. That is the nature that we have now. We are children of God. We are his heirs. We've been adopted by him. And now it has to become your experience. Now you've got to, as children of God, you need to experience God every day. And that's all right. You know, we got the Lord Jesus living in the inside of us. So now we got to walk in his light, and we got to begin to shine for others to see, shine for your family to see, shine in your family, because there are people in your family that are not serving the Lord. So we become the light. Amen. Because it is the light of Jesus that arises in us, that is shining through us. Amen. And we become the light for others, the light of joy, the light of peace, the light of edification, the light of encouragement. That's why the word says, don't be conformed to the world's ways, but or accept their practices or even beliefs, like I said before. But be transformed by the word of God, by the renewing of your mind. Every day we got to renew our minds, because we have to get closer and closer to the image of God, to the likeness of God. We got to model Jesus' attributes. We got to model the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, kindness, meekness, long-suffering, patience. Amen. The way that the Lord Jesus walked here on earth is the same way we should be walking, because God calls us light. We are his children, children of light. Amen. So we got to follow the Lord Jesus. We got to follow his word, church. We've got to walk in the light of his path. Got to walk in the light of his grace. And when you do that, you're going to experience freedom. You're going to experience joy and fullness. Amen. You're going to experience the peace of God. Amen. Even when things are not going your way, even when things are not how you want them to be, you can still experience the joy of the Lord. You can still experience the freedom in God. You can still experience his grace. You can still experience his daily mercies. You can experience and walk in his blessings, because you will know that God is always for you, because God is light, and in him there is freedom. And in his freedom, there is truth. In his word, there is truth. And it's the truth that sets us free all the time. Amen. It is the truth of the word that will bring you from point A to point B. Don't get stuck where you're at. Put the word of God into action and believe the word, and watch how things will start moving. The word of God, even the word Jesus tells us in his word, when you if you have a really big mountain, and I mean maybe a circumstance or an issue, you can take the word of God and speak to that mountain and it has to move. Speak to that circumstance and it has to go in the name of Jesus, because we have authority, we have power through the word of God, through what the Lord Jesus accomplished at the cross. Amen. We're believers. We stand on the word. We speak the word of God. Amen. We are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, he is the word. You got to walk in his path. Walk in his grace, like I said, because the light of Jesus gives life. It gives life. Without the Son of God, without Christ in our lives, we do not grow, church. We don't grow. We need God. We have to recognize that we need God. We need his word in order to live. Amen. I could never see myself right now not being in the word. Every time I get in the word, God shows me something new. Every time I get in the word, God reveals something new to my situation. Every time I get in the word, God edifies my spirit. Every time I get in the word, God, it's almost like my perception of the circumstances that I'm in, it for some reason they change and they shift, because there's power in the word of God. Amen. So the light of God, it gives life. Just as life cannot be sustained here on earth without the light of the sun, so life as God intended us to have it cannot be realized without the light of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Life here on earth is sustained here on earth by the Son. Amen. Well, our life is sustained by the Lord Jesus. Amen. I cannot see myself without Christ. I just can't. I don't understand how people can totally, once they're saved, they become a follower of the Lord. I cannot see how so easily can people can just turn around and turn away from the things of God. I just can't see it. Amen. But there are people like that, that are walking and being every day and more conformed to the ways of the world. The ways of the world are changing drastically. Amen. And we must be very careful not to be conformed to man's ways, but be transformed by the word of God. Allow the word of God to continue to transform you more and more into the image of God, more and more into the likeness of God. It is the only way to live. Amen. And when you do this, if you apply yourself, church, apply yourself. Get in the word. Amen. There's three things that will happen. When you meditate on his word, you're going to grow. When you're in the word of God, your joy will be full, because joy is an action, just like love. You choose whether to be joyful or not be joyful. You choose whether to be at peace or not. But remain in the word. Remain in the word. And when you ask, know that you will receive according to the word of God. Amen. And according to his timing. And third, you know, walk in the light and be the light of the world. What God called you to be. Amen. And I think most importantly, out of all this, you got to know who you are in Christ. You got to know your identity in Christ. You got to know whose you are. And we belong to the Lord. Amen. And know that you are the light that God chose, the vessel of honor that God chose. He chose you to be the light in this dark world. Amen. So, church, I'm asking you, remain in the light. It's going to help you grow in the word of God. And trust me, you will prosper and you will be successful in whatever you do, because we serve a God of yeses. Amen. Amen. Can we agree? Hallelujah. That we serve a God of yeses. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You're blessed, church.